I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Well, you can raise the curtain and cue the drum roll. Northern Stage is opening its brand new theater in White River Junction with a performance of Thornton Wilder's classic Our Town. VPR's Charlotte Albright got a preview tour with artistic director Carol Dunn.
It's not every day that a new theater opens in a small town. Too often, they go dark. But this brand new $7.4 million state-of-the-art facility suggests that White River Junction has become a magnet for generous art lovers in the Upper Valley.
Come on in. So this is the Byrne Theater, and
artistic director Carol Dunn shows off the 240-seat theater with high ceilings and steeply raked rows. It's designed for productions in the round, as well as more traditional front-facing shows. After a $6 million, seven-month fundraising blitz, Dunn wanted to mount a production about small-town life that, in a sense, thanks the local community for its generosity.
It was fast times, and it was stressful. So Our Town, I wanted to do a great American classic, I wanted to do a play that reflects our community, and I wanted to modernize it.
The stage set is stark, as usual for this play, written in 1938, revolutionary for its time. Audience members will sit all around the stage, some on park benches. Actors will wear modern dress and use up-to-date gestures. Live music will come from an upright piano and cello perched on scaffolding. That's also the spot where one of the characters, a gay man who kills himself, will watch the rest of the play unfold.
And in our play, we have him up in the choir loft watching a young man play the cello in a scene, unable to speak to him or go near to him.
Updating classics, Dunn says, is one way to keep audiences coming through the door. And when they do, they can mingle in a spacious lobby, look at art, and sip wine and beer. Tour groups have already been getting sneak previews of the space, including, on this day, a group of local realtors. Amy Redpath of Coldwell Banker Redpath says all new homebuyers get tickets to a show in their welcome packages.
You're giving a town a place to go, your culture, it just increases values for homes and people wanting to be in that area.
As real estate, this glass and steel theater with its entrance patio and many windowed facade brings new life to a back street of White River Junction. Dunn is also proud of the inviting green room, a rehearsal space, backstage areas, and a sunny classroom. That's where she says students, digital natives, will come to put down their cell phones and learn what live theater is all about.
And as Tom Stafford said in the play The Real Thing, love is knowing and being known. Our job is to help young people know this art form, and then they'll love it.
She hopes Upper Valley drama lovers will see the Barrett Arts Center as an affordable alternative to New York theater, which Dunn says has become overly commercial.
Our work absolutely rivals that, and you're so much closer. You go and see a great Broadway show and you're in the 3,000th seat. There is a move towards intimate theater, and Northern Stage kept that when we built this new theater.
That capital investment, she hopes, will pay off at the box office and help to whittle away a $400,000 operating deficit. Our Town runs through the 31st. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.
And there's a grand opening celebration for the Barrett Arts Center on Saturday, October 10th from 11 to 2.